how did you get introduced to PGC? Where did it all begin for you?
Well, it all began, believe it or not, when I was about 12 years old. My mom was a high school English teacher. My dad was a college basketball coach. And kind of the union of those two things was that my mom would always buy me books to read. And usually they were basketball-related books because I was pretty much a basketball junkie. And she bought me a book called Stuff Good Players Should Know, which was Dick's first book that he published. And I had read every book under the sun about basketball, and I was always around really good basketball just because of my dad. And you know, that book, it just became my basketball Bible. I tell people all the time it probably influenced the way I approach the game and in many ways the way I approach my life more than anything other than my own parents. So I kept that book all through high school, all through college, referred to it all the time for many years. And interestingly enough, it never really occurred to me to even think about the guy who wrote it until the year after I graduated at Virginia. One of my younger teammates, Jenny Busek, who's now a coach in the WNBA, she was set to take over the point guard spot after graduated, and so she went out looking for someone to teach her to play point guard, and she came across this point guard camp, and at the time it was called the Point Guard Basketball College, and she came back, and she was raving about it, and she said, man, you would love this guy that ran it. You got to meet him. His name is Dick DiVincenzo. And I thought, Dick DiVincenzo? I know that guy. That's the guy that wrote the book I like so much. And so anyway, to make a long story short, I ended up getting in touch with him, and that was the beginning of not only a great mentorship in my basketball career, but also just a great friendship that developed over the years. Dick helped me train for a couple of U.S. national teams that I got to try out for. I got to spend 6 weeks with Dick just working out with him two or three times a day, and I probably learned more about basketball in those 6 weeks than I had learned in my whole life, even having a dad that was a college coach and going to three Final Fours and playing at a high level of basketball. Dick was just a genius in the way he taught the subtleties of the game, not so much the X's and O's, but just the approach of a great player and what a great player sees and what a great player tries to do on and off the floor. So anyway, that was the beginning of a great relationship, and I actually attended the Point Guard Basketball College, as it was called then, when Dick was directing. I attended when I was already out of college. I was playing on a pro team overseas, and Dick let me sit in, and I participated fully as an athlete. And once again, I just was sort of blown away at my experience that I had there, even though everyone else there was high school and a few college athletes. So anyway, after that and after my basketball career ended, I just stayed good friends with Dick and would occasionally see him and go visit him and talk to him on the phone. And, you know, I knew he was running his point guard thing, and we never once had a conversation about me taking it over or me ever being associated with it in any way. It was not even something it wasn't a goal. It wasn't an aspiration. It was never even something I thought about. Until 2001, when Dick was diagnosed with cancer. And as a matter of fact, this is a sort of a timely that you asked this question, because May 19th, which I think is Wednesday or Thursday of this coming week, is the 10th anniversary of Dick's death. So he passed away on May 19th, 2001, about 6 weeks after he was diagnosed with cancer. And that was about 2 weeks before his scheduled summer was about to start, and he had a whole summer booked. You know, all the sessions were filled for that summer of 2001, and his brother Dave actually ran all of the sessions that summer, and he did a great job, and I volunteered and just helped at about three of them. And anyway, by the end of that summer, to make another long story short, it was one of those moments, you know, sometimes you choose things in life, and sometimes things in life choose you. And this was definitely a case of me sort of feeling like I was being chosen, or I was being asked by something greater than me to have a role in carrying on Dick's legacy and continue what he was teaching. I didn't know if I could do it. I didn't want to do it. I had a whole other plan for my life, envisioned for myself. But I also knew that I knew Dick's material better than anyone. I mean, I had lived it. I had played it. I had based a career on it. And then I had gotten to spend all that time with him in the 7 or 8 years before his death. And, you know, I didn't know if I could do it, but I knew I felt a sense of responsibility to at least try. So in 2002, I started directing Point Guard College sessions, and I did that for up until about 2008. And over the course of that time, I probably took about 10,000 athletes and coaches through the original Point Guard College program, and was really fortunate enough around 2007 or 2008 to meet Mono Watsa, who was running a similar program up in Canada, and he was also a Point Guard College graduate from the days when Dick was alive. And, you know, yet another long story that I'll make short. We just kind of forged the partnership, and since then we've, as everyone probably knows, we've expanded, and now we have a handful of really great directors, and we've introduced some new courses, and, you know, I feel just really grateful that Dick's legacy has continued, and just really proud that his teachings are going to live on, because they're the best I've ever been around, that's for sure. So it was really important to me that they continue and they didn't end with his death. And it was never about me. I never wanted it to be about me. I always thought it was much bigger than me. And so the fact that it's still alive and it's still going strong and it's not dependent on me teaching every session anymore, you know, I just feel really grateful because I think it's some of the best teachings on basketball and life that anyone will ever hear. So yeah, that's the story.
That's great. I wanted to, you touched on a lot, and we have a lot of coaches and athletes on the call who perhaps are just curious about, you know, PGC. Maybe they've heard good things. Some of them have watched some of the videos that we've been putting out. But take us through, you know, I think the game, as you mentioned, was the original PGC course, and now we've started these other courses. Let's start with the shooting lab. Why did you decide to kick off the shooting lab? And, you know, why you? Why did you decide to teach this course and come back out of retirement, as we affectionately call it, PGC?
Yeah, I did come out of retirement specifically for shooting lab, at least from a teaching standpoint. And, you know, a shooting course is something I had kind of rolled around in my mind for a long time, several years now. And I was always, to be honest, really reluctant to do it. I didn't want to do it for the simple fact that I didn't think that a mass group setting was an effective way to teach shooting. I mean, I had seen some other shooting camps, and I know there's a ton of them out there. And to be honest, I've never really been very impressed. That's not how I learned to shoot. That's not how any great shooters that I know learn to shoot. And so every time I would think about it, I would just kind of write it off. Like, nah, I just have no interest in doing yet another mass shooting camp because I didn't think they were very effective. But this past fall, we started having some conversations just within our PGC team, and you were involved in any of those, as was Lindsay, and we just started to have some conversations around this whole topic of teaching shooting, and I just had a realization, and the realization was that, you know, it is true that one of the key aspects of becoming a great shooter is your form and your mechanics and your technique, and that's really the piece that I think is really difficult to teach in 2 or 3 days in a mass group setting. But I also realized, you know, there's some other aspects of becoming a great shooter that maybe you can teach, because I also think that becoming a great shooter is not just about having great technique and great form. I think there's two other very important pieces. I think number one, you have to have an understanding of how a great shooter thinks about shooting, their mindset, the way they think and feel, actually, about shooting. And then I think the third piece of becoming a great shooter is you have to know how to practice. All great shooters are great practicers of shooting, and you have to know not just what to practice, but how to practice and how to shape your lab, so to speak. So when I started to think about those two components, I actually got really excited because, you know, I've said for years, you can go anywhere and learn how to shoot. It's not rocket science. you know, there's really not that much to the mechanics of shooting a basketball, and there's tons of DVDs out there, and as I said before, there's tons of shooting camps out there, and there's tons of coaches, and now there's individual skill instructors that are already doing a great job of teaching shooting. But what I realized is that there's really nowhere a young player can go to learn how a great shooter thinks and to learn the mindset of a great shooter, and there's also really nowhere a young player can go to learn how to practice, how to get in the lab, how to get in the gym and work on their game, because there's no shortcut to becoming a great shooter. I mean, you gotta get in the gym and do the work. But what I realized is that a lot of young players have, even the ones that are very dedicated and are very serious and have high aspirations about their shooting and want to become a great shooter and are sincerely willing to do what it takes to become a great shooter, they just have no idea what to do or how to do it. And so once I sort of had that realization, I thought, you know what, I think that is something that would be valuable even in a group setting. And so we just started talking about this course. And so those are the three areas that we really try to touch on, the technique, the mindset, and then also how do you practice if you want to become great. And so that's really the philosophy behind Shooting Lab, and it's definitely in its infancy. As I said, this is our first spring, and we've got five of them under our belt now with one more to go. And, as with any new course or even for me, even after I had directed point guard clubs for a number of years, every time I did it, there was things that I found that I could do better and ways that I could improve it. So it's definitely a work in progress, but I also think it's already a very good course, and I think it has a ton of potential, and I don't know, maybe even it could be a full five-day course like our others. Right now it's just a 2 or 3 day short course. The one we did in Dallas this weekend was Friday night and then all day Saturday. So anyway, that's what I did this weekend, and that's kind of the philosophy behind Shooting Lab.
I definitely think it could be a 5-day D. I was with you in Cincinnati a few weeks back, as you know, and it could be, and you can tell it's being really well received.
Yeah, we've gotten some good feedback, and I've enjoyed working with. I got to do a session with Tyler. I got to do a session with Lindsay this weekend in Dallas. I got to do a session with Chad, and as you mentioned, when we were in Cincinnati, all of us were there. So that's been fun for me too, is just to get to work with you young guns, and I certainly learn a lot from you guys every time we're together. So I've appreciated that aspect of it as well.
Now, for those who, you know, perhaps haven't been to any courses, and I know we've got many on the call who've been to maybe Just Think the Game as being the original founding course, talk a little bit about, you know, what's the difference, Shooting Lab, Think the Game, you know, Essentials, and probably the biggest piece, as you know, is shape. What is shape, and what does it mean to these different courses exactly? Or what does it mean to PGC, in fact?
Yeah, it's a good question, and, you know, I think maybe another good question is what's not different across our courses. And I think what's not different and what's very consistent and what we sort of strive to make as kind of the trademark of all of our PGC courses is this focus on the intangibles. Because, you know, like I said before, there's just not a lot of places you can go as a young player or even as a coach who's trying to learn more about the game. There's not a lot of places you can go to learn that aspect of the game. But yet, if you ask any coach where they spend most of their time and energy and attention, it's not on the X's and O's. Like, I think any good coach would tell you, man, if all I had to do was concentrate on teaching basketball, my job would be a piece of cake. But the reality is coaches have to spend an inordinate amount of time working on making sure their guys are ready to practice, making sure people are hustling in practice, making sure their practices are spirited and energized, and making sure people are doing the right thing off the court and not getting in trouble and dealing with attitudes and just dealing with all the intangibles that go into making a team and go into leading a team. And so one of the things that we really try to emphasize across all of our courses is I think that we try to create the types of players that coaches love to coach. In other words, I think that we try to send players back home knowing all the things that good coaches wish they already knew. And all the things that, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. There's nothing we're teaching that great coaches don't already know. It's just that they don't always have the time to teach these types of things. You know, how do you teach a kid to bring energy and enthusiasm to practice? You know, how do you teach a kid what it really means to hustle? You know, and not, that it's not just a sometimes thing, that it's an all the time thing. And how do you teach a kid to be a leader, and that leadership is a full-time job, and what are the specific things that really make a coach's job easier? You know, probably every coach that's been coaching for more than 15 or 20 years, if you ask them, you know, who was the best leader you've ever coached, or who was your favorite player that you ever coached, it probably wouldn't be for the reasons that they were the greatest athlete, or they were the greatest shooter, or they were the greatest basketball player. It would probably be for the reasons that they were masters of these intangibles that they brought to a team. And so those are the things that we really try to teach. And then I think over the years we've done a pretty good job of teaching. And so across each of our courses, you know, we try to apply all of these intangibles. And we used, as you mentioned, we use the acronym SHAPE, which I got from Dick DiVincenzo, and we focus on the six intangibles in SHAPE, which are spirit, communication, hustle, approach, precision, and enhancement. And we talk specifically about how those things apply and how, as a player, you can become a master of those six intangibles, and how, you know, not many players become masters of those six intangibles, but the ones who do are very special. And the ones who do are a joy to coach, and they're a joy to have as teammates, and they're a joy to be around. And I just know of no other place, you know, for me it was the only place I knew that other than just being around my dad and his teams was Dick DiVincenzo and his book. And so that's really the big part of his legacy that I've tried to carry on. I mean, in the meantime, I think that we endeavor to teach really good basketball too, really good technique and really good X's and O's and really good fundamentals. But I think what makes PGC unique, and certainly what keeps it interesting for me, is that all of that is wrapped in this sense of, you know, it's not just what you do, but it's how you do what you do. And it's not just the tangible things that you do as a basketball player, but it's the intangible things that you do that really make or break your career. They make or break your experience. They might make or break a season. They might make or break an individual game. So that's something that I think we've endeavored to make consistent across all of our courses.